Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a 2-2 series. Everybody's mad at J.B. Bickerstaff. Mad at Donovan Mitchell. Boy, we've had some anti-Donovan Mitchell calls today, haven't we, Tone?
People are turning on Donovan, and this is kind of what happens, considering now people are thinking he's not going to be here. So the trashing out the door, I believe it has commenced.
When I knew that Jason wasn't going to co-host with me, I trashed him out the door. And Jason Lloyd joins us right now. I'll trash him right to his face. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jason Lloyd from The Athletic. Hello.
That was a lifeless Browns read. You really need to get better at your reads.
I was just doing an invitation to you. That's what I was doing.
I put that one on the tee for you.
I like it when you like get away from the microphone. Like for whatever reason you can't finish the whole read, you're like, come on the free house. Yeah. They can't hear it. So you gotta say the whole thing.
That's not my problem.
You know what is a problem? JB Bickerstaff and this basketball team right now. Jason Lloyd, holy Toledo, what's going on?
It's not great. But I have to backtrack for a second because I told you guys at the end of regular season, if they flame out in the first round again, this is on Donovan. And you guys said I was crazy. And look where we're at.
I didn't say you were crazy. I didn't say you were crazy.
You said they blamed JB. They let him off the hook for the knee. Yes, I got the evidence.
Whoa. I said the organization would blame JB. I didn't say you were crazy. I said I agreed with you that the fans would start calling in about Donovan Mitchell. Why would I lie?
The fans here, the national media would blame Donovan, but
Anthony,
the fans here would let him off the hook.
I said it myself. No, I said it myself.
They'll blame JB.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. It's on Donovan.
I did not.
All right. Well, Jason, you're saying that will be the narrative afterwards. Who do you think it's on? Your former colleague, Chris Fedor, we played audio earlier in the show of Chris saying he heard that players are sitting there bewildered as to how to create open looks.
He said they said it without saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know what he's talking. I was not in Orlando, right? Like Joe went for us. Varden went for us to Orlando. I was not there. I was home this weekend. So, I mean, I know what he's saying because I've heard that in locker rooms in the past. I'm not disputing that at all. And there's been frustration, I think, with JB at times throughout the year and past years. I don't think that's really a secret. But here's what I will say. In the two games in Orlando, the NBA tracks everything and all their data tracking shots. What's considered a wide open shot in the NBA is when the nearest defender is 6 feet away or farther. Okay, so a wide open shot, no defender within 6 feet. And a lot of these shots are threes. They were 3 of 19 on threes, on wide-open threes in Orlando. So you can't blame the coach for not getting you wide-open looks when you can't make the wide-open looks that you have. And last year in the playoffs, we said shooting. They didn't have the pieces. They didn't have enough shooting. Well, they went out and addressed that. They thought they did. With George Niang and Max Strus, and they those were the shooters that they brought in, the pieces that were going to help them. and they are 4 of 28 in this series from three. George, and like, you know, we praised him, and it was the right move. Like, it was the right thing to do. And I know Lima didn't like the Strew signing for where they were at, for the money that they had, for what was available. I didn't mind it. I thought it was fine. And Niang I really liked because last year on corner threes, he shot 52% on corner threes. 10th in the league. Stand in the corner, wait for the ball, make the corner three. He is 0 for 5 in this series on corner threes. So you look at the data. He's got the playoff experience. You know, both of those guys, playoff tested, tons of experience. You would think that they don't shrink in the moment, and then they come in and they can't buy a shot. Whose fault is that? I don't know. It's a make or miss league, and they're missing the shots. I don't put that on Kobe. Like, he did his job. He went out and he found shooters. I don't put it on JB. They've 3 of 19 on wide open threes, 16% in those two games. The shots just aren't going in. They got to go in. But ultimately, it has to go on Donovan because this is his team and he's the star. And I'm going to read you guys something that I found last night that is jarring. Like, this isn't the knee. His offensive rating, okay, so people that aren't familiar with some of the advanced stats in the NBA, offensive rating is very simple. Points per 100 possessions. It standardizes everything. It takes out usage rate. It takes out pace and all that. How many points are you scoring per 100 possessions? And the bubble, when he went crazy in 2020, he had an offensive rating of 122. The following year in Dallas, he had an offensive rating of 124. His last year in Utah, 107. Last year, 106. This year, 100. His last three postseasons, his offensive rating is 107, 106, and 100. That is horrendous. And that's on him.
Jason Lloyd with us on the hotline. Well, that's an uncomfortable reality as well because he is what this whole team is built on right now. Evan Mobley is not ready to be that guy. I haven't sold my Evan Mobley stock, although I understand if some faith in him has been shattered a little bit. What is this team without Donovan Mitchell?
A lot of times, teams just become reliant on their best player, and that becomes who they are. And when you play that way so often, when you take that piece out or when that piece isn't performing, it brings the whole thing down. It doesn't mean in another setting these same pieces would work better without him. I'm not saying they're a better team without Donovan. It's not what I'm saying. But you become used to habits, and you become used to playing a certain way, and you become used to that guy dominating the ball a certain amount of times. And then when that part isn't working, the rest of the engine is off. So I don't know that you can – I don't know that it's fair to say if you take Donovan out, the whole thing collapses. This year it does, yes. But if you give them an entire season to his best year – like, I know Darius has had a terrible year. Darius's best year is when he did not have another ball-dominant guard next to him. And they keep putting ball dominant guards next to him. The year Colin was hurt is when Darius took off, had a monster year, got a monster contract, and then they put another ball dominant guard next to him, and they were fine the last year, and this year it's just cratered. Whether it's the jaw, whatever it is, he's had the worst season, I think, of his career. So, but if you take the ball dominant guard away, does Darius's play go back up? I don't know, but certainly it did before when he didn't have someone else he had to share the ball. Evan certainly... I think Evan has had a good year. I maintain that. Evan has had a good year. But the missing component to his game is the three-point shot. And without that, he is a much different player. I think they thought by now it would be there. He would be a more offensively...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grounded player by now, and it just hasn't gotten there. Because the league has proven time and time and time and time again, you don't win championships with small guards as your lead player, and you don't win championships with two small guards in a backcourt together. You need Giannis, KD, LeBron. You need these big, strong wing four type players, Anthony Davis, those types of guys. Evan was supposed to be that guy, not saying he can't ever get there, but he hasn't gotten there yet. He hasn't gotten to that level yet, and I think it stunted the whole development of this thing.
Who's going to win the series?
I said Cavs in six before it started. I'll stick with Cavs in six. I certainly felt better going back to Orlando 2-0. I didn't really think much of game three. I know everyone probably lost their mind because they lost by 38 or whatever, but that tends to happen on the road when a team's fighting for its playoff life. JB pulled him in the third quarter, which I thought was a smart thing to do. You had an early game on Saturday. You had a 1 o'clock tip. It obviously wasn't going to work. Pull them off the floor, get them off their feet. But for it to happen again in game four is embarrassing. Like, that should not have happened. If you lose, you lose the game. You should not get destroyed in the second half again, in the third quarter again, like you did in game three. You can excuse it once. You cannot excuse it twice.
Three games potentially left in this series. Cavs are favored tomorrow by 4.5 points. This is the team that they chose. This is the team that they were willing to risk getting booed on fan appreciation night to get there. If they lose, tell me really what's at stake without stating the obvious about JB. What is really at stake with the future of the Cavs here?
There'll be changes. Yeah, there's going to be changes. I think Donovan very likely gets traded. If they lose the first round, Donovan very likely gets traded. JB's probably out. There's going to be job loss for sure. Yeah, I don't think that's overstatement at all.
Would there be changes even if the Cavs win the series?
I mean, you got to see how the second round goes, but I don't think anything's off the table at this point. Well, I mean, if you beat Orlando, which, you know, when you're up 2-0, everyone in the organization thinks it's going to happen anyway. If you beat Orlando and then you get boat raced by Boston, what does that prove? You know, I don't know if you've really answered anything. When you're talking about is this team tough or not, you know, I said last week, go win a game at the Garden, and then we'll declare that you guys are mentally tough and road tough and all the rest of it, and just tough in general. Right now, last 2 years, they're 0-4 on the road with an average margin of defeat of 22.5 points. They aren't just losing on the road. They are getting blown out. They're getting humiliated on the road. And until that change, and like Orlando is not an intimidating environment, right? Like Orlando is not Madison Square Garden. It's not Boston Garden. So if you want people to believe that you are tough enough to do this, and you can win in these, go in Boston, go in the Garden. That is a big time environment. You go win game one there, go win game two there, and we'll say that you guys have learned your lessons. Until then, I don't know. I don't know what they could do to make all this go away.
All right.
But, yeah, let's switch over to football now. The draft, obviously the Browns did not have the haul that the other teams in the division might have had. You didn't pick till number 54. What did you think of their strategy?
I like the I really like my call in Zinter. I really like the Zinter pick, actually, because you got to get younger up front at the guard spots. And, you know, we've talked about it before. Paying your guards $17 million is a luxury, and they're paying both of them, you know, $17, $18 million. And I know the cap is going up, but when you're paying your quarterback what you're paying your quarterback, I don't know that you can continue to pay the guards $18 million. Plus, they're getting older. And, you know, it kind of flies under the radar, and it doesn't really matter. But that Houston playoff game, had they won that game, and obviously, you know, that wasn't going to happen in the second half, but let's say alternative world, they win that playoff game, I don't think either one of those guys would have been available. I think Betonio and Wyatt both would have been out. Joel had the high ankle sprain, and Wyatt got beat up again with the calf. I think they would have been scrambling to find two new guards again in that second round. So really needed another guard. I think they're really high on Zinter and sort of a nasty streak that he's got, what he can do. Obviously, Hall fits well into that rotation. It's defensive tackle and the pass rush skill like is unique. And then beyond that, it's a crapshoot. Who knows? I don't even know how many roster spots they're going to have to carry rookies. I think some of these guys are probably looking at practice squads, which is a great position to be in because it used to be not that long ago. Every Browns draft pick made the roster. Mm-hmm. So it's a good situation to be in. I just don't know how many spots are really available on this 53 for these guys.
Were you surprised that Greg Newsome was not traded and now it looks like they're going to be picking up the fifth-year option?
No, I wasn't surprised. If Cam Mitchell plays really well again this year, because he'll obviously have opportunities and he proves, you know, he can't really base it on 1 year, but if back and has another really strong year as a slot corner, I think you can have that conversation. But I always thought they would pick – I mean, they picked up Jed's fifth-year option. You're going to pick up Greg's. Plus, also – I'm really big on, like, loyalty to these guys, right? And Greg, you put him in a position he wasn't totally comfortable in, moving him to the slot, taking him away from what he's done his whole life and put him in a really uncomfortable position. The best way to reward that is by picking up that option. If it's an overpay for a slot corner, so be it. But it's a reward for a guy who's put in the work, who grumbled in the beginning about it, but ultimately has had a good attitude and had a fine year last year. Like, he got exposed a little bit on the outside, but in the slot, I think he's a terrific third corner. Not at all surprised they picked up the option.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I go, man, like, it's still a first-round pick by them. And I was asking people, would you trade a second-round pick for Greg Newsome? They're saying no. I'm going, well, why would they? Just because, hey, right, they like Cam Mitchell, but are they going to put Cam Mitchell at a disadvantage to start the year in his second season in the NFL? No. Correct. And I don't think – you know, remember, none of these guys play the full season. So if they're going for the gusto now, I didn't think that there was a chance that they were going to move on from him knowing that they need the depth.
He is more valuable to them. It's one of those – it happens often. He's far more valuable to them than the value he would return. So I wouldn't trade him. You know, it would take a big time offer for me to move on from him right now. And again, if Cam plays great this year, we can have, you know, it's a little bit more comfortable to have that conversation. But you can't base trading a guy like Greg based on one season for Cam Mitchell. You've got to see him do it again.
All right, you got anything more for Jason? I just got a distraction from Keith. He texted us, so I think that Jason's going to end up being right about something here.
Oh.
Oh. Yes. There you go.
What am I right about now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I usually am, by the way, if you haven't noticed yet.
Right about what? About trading Brad Hand? About Evan Mobley and his threes? Oh, wait, was I right? Yeah, I was the one right about that. Okay.
No, I was right.
Thanks for nothing.
All right, Jason, Donovan Mitchell or Deshaun Watson? What's the better deal?
Well, here's the thing. The pain from the Deshaun contract is basically over. The pain of the Donovan contract, now they can still trade him and they can recoup assets for him. But the pain of the Deshaun or the Donovan deal is yet to come. They've traded 5 years of control of their own draft. The picks plus the swaps. So we have to wait and see. Honestly, I actually thought the Browns came through the picks relatively unscathed. Like, I thought it was going to hurt a lot more than it did, I think, which is a testament to the front office. And we'll have to see if the Cavs can do the same thing, because the bill on the Donovan contract hasn't even come due, or on the Donovan trade has not come due.
All right, Jason, thank you very much for the time.
See you guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.